Hello and welcome to another daily Godcast of the Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we do daily in the Book of Psalms. We are in Psalm 101 with verses 1 through 2. A Psalm of David. I sing of mercy and justice to you, Lord. I sing praise. I study the way of integrity. When will you come to me? I act with integrity of heart within my household. I study the way of integrity. When will you come to me? Do you ever wonder when God will come to you? King David would sing of this grace to encounter the living God in his thoughts, actions, and deeds. King David knew that when he acted with mercy and justice, so did our God to him, and every aspect life had to offer. He was blessed with victories over his enemies. He was given a long life with many wives and children. He conquered Jerusalem and made it the center of God's world. This is what made King David sing praises, the power and grace of our God. A forgiving God, not vengeful as much as jealous of not having our full attention, of placing Him first in everything we do. Here we must act with integrity of heart, seeking good over evil, giving over taking, to serve rather than be served. The qualities of mercy and justice, a life of goodwill over self, knowing Jesus as your Lord and Savior, forgiving for all past sins, living to share salvation, bringing souls to heaven wherever you are, for where you are there in your midst is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit guiding truth. We must study the way of salvation daily and let the Lord speak to you in His Word. You will hear Him speak the joy of salvation, the joy of knowing life eternal, to live forever in Him. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe You died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share You as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live Your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra, Alan, Julian, and Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for Kairos 56 coming up here pretty soon. Looking forward to serving that weekend. I am praying that everything goes smooth. We have a charismatic event that we're attending this weekend. We're praying for a successful weekend in the Spirit. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We encounter them each and every day, Lord. You know who they are. We pray for their intentions, especially the one named Lisa about her confusion over her child's sexuality. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Prayers for a friend and his wife, for a baby to be born. In Jesus' precious blood, by His name we pray. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from a study of Psalm 101. Verses 1 and 2, our practice today, we have a two-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, God Me Come To When. David's psalm, I try. Mercy and justice sing I. Praise I sing when I cry. Integrity's way, study, I, oh my. God Me Come To When. Heart of integrity, no sin. Act in grace to begin. Household mine, two within. Amen. I think I'm going to add Amen there. Hi, I'm Thomas Show Cruise. Welcome to September 19th, 2023. And we're recording this morning with the Angels at 4:41 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us this morning across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. You can learn more about our website that we recently launched at UniversalUtterings.com, where we practice, pray, and proclaim how to become Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, maybe you can hear my little puppy outside. She's got some barking going on out there, wanting to come in. Especially when she begins to hear me talk. I forgot to let her in before I began. So please forgive my natural sounds in the background. You know, we continue to lift up people that are confused in the world. We pray for so many each day, but especially the confusion that's going on in the world, where people want to say that they can lie, and that's all that can happen. You gotta believe it. You can't question it. You can't say it's wrong. You just gotta say, that's okay. But we know that that's not okay. And we know that the truth will set us free. And so we continue to lift up people who continue to lie. May you give us forgiveness for those lies that we create. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We close in Jesus' name for our brother-in-law Johnny's benefit. Each day uses Jesus three times. 7-Eleven is the time. God bless you, John. Jesus. Jesus. God bless you.